This is Pastor Lee Pickett, Fellowship Baptist Church of Watertown, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. We're in the Gospel of Mark today in Mark chapter 2 and verse number 1 to verse number 12, and I'd like to read that to you today. And we're speaking of Jesus Christ, the servant of forgiveness. The servant of forgiveness. Matthew's gospel reflects Jesus Christ as King. Mark's gospel reflects our Lord Jesus Christ as servant. Luke's gospel reflects our Lord Jesus Christ as a man, the God-man. John's gospel reflects our Lord Jesus Christ as the God of creation, the Savior of the world, as deity, 100% divine, God-sent Son of God, to die for the sins of this world, the eternal Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 2, verse 1, and we're going to look at Jesus Christ being the servant, bringing forgiveness to the lives of people. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway, many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, when they had broken it up, and they let down the bed wherewith the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, take up thy bed, and walk, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he rose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. I want to draw our attention to this, that Jesus in chapter 1 has called his disciples. He's entered into the synagogue on the Sabbath, that's Mark chapter 1, and had a confrontation with an evil spirit that was in one of the members of the synagogue. He showed that even those evil spirits were under his power and authority. He has healed many people, to include Peter's mother-in-law. He's left Capernaum and traveled to many of the synagogues in Galilee and preached the kingdom of God that has come to them, healed a leper man, and showed that he endorsed the temple worship in Mark chapter 1, verse 43. But here we want to look at these four friends. They were real friends. They came and brought their friend. We should be that as well. We should bring our loved ones to hear of Christ. They did something about the need. What was that? What did they do? Well, they took him up on the roof and tore the roof apart and let it down. And they trusted that Jesus could help. They served others. I'm reminded of Philippians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. He says, Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What was going on there? Well, I wanted to draw our attention in closing to just a couple of things. These men got their friend to Christ, just as we should bring our friends to the salvation which is provided for us through the Son of God, the eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ. Notice that Jesus Christ did not heal the man first. They let him through the roof, and he forgave the man's sins. I would say this, the Lord never forgives anybody who is not repentant of their sins. What does that tell us? It tells us that Jesus Christ saw down into this man's heart, and he forgave his sins. And then, to show that he truly was the Son of God, he healed his physical ailment as well. Imagine the rejoicing and for the rest of this man's life. I could just see him going and getting other people to Jesus Christ. That reminds me of us today. Born-again believer, we have a responsibility to take the gospel to our neighbors, our friends, to tell them. And what is witnessing? Witnessing is just simply telling them what Jesus Christ has done in your life, how he brought salvation to you when you were in need. I want to encourage you to do that. Be open with the Lord and seek to share the gospel, the good news that Jesus saves. Remember, in the Gospel of Luke, he tells us as well that Jesus Christ has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And he does that, and he chooses to use us as his servants. This is Pastor Lee Pickett, Fellowship Baptist Church of Watertown, New York, and I've been your pastor for the day.